shop round the world and round the block. Pull a ring on the handle, and all the tiles look good. She's made of deep white metal, when you know you should. Bebop round the world and round the block. Bebop, the house just wants to rock. Bebop round the world and round the block. Bebop, the house just wants to rock.
Down to the river and he drank and smiled, and his dad was also You know, I rather enjoy that song. I don't know if you do, but hopefully you do now. Fleetwood Mac with Gypsy from Mirage Remaster, Deluxe Edition, all that stuff. And, oh man, someone somewhere online said that this year's hottest celebrity beef is, in fact, between Fleetwood Mac, is between Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. And my God, the classic stay classic for a reason. For that Modest Mouse, Jesus Christ Was an Only Child. The Vapors, a live version of News at 10 from BBC Peel Sessions. And we start off with Joe Strummer and the Astrophysicians, otherwise known as the Pogues, doing Afro-Cuban bebop off of the sprawling box set Joe Strummer 001. And you are, in fact, still listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO. I'm Mr. Shoes, and how are you doing? Last night, I had the pleasure of going to see Guided by Voices at the Sinclair, and they did, in fact, do those songs that we all enjoy. And I went with Ryan and Lauren of Elephants, and so, you know, good times, good company, all that jazz. Lauren is putting on her solo act hat under the guise of Daphne Blue Undertone, is going to be doing a mini tour. It's kicking off with an election night show at O'Brien's in Alston, and there'll also be a show in Connecticut and a third location that I have spaced on, but you can find out the information on all the usual social media concerns. And Ryan is in the beginning stages of a musical project with another erstwhile friend of this show, but by the laws of God, man, and the government, I can say no more.
Please say no more.
I can say no more. street and she can't socialize.
You people are real people, I can really tell. That's the truth. I can feel you, I can hear you, I can smell you, I can taste you. I really, really like it. Thank you very much.
Another song I rather enjoy, and even if it is, you know, pompous and overblown, and I've listened to that song for like a good couple of weeks, and it's probably because I rewatched The Commitments, which is a fine movie, but that's neither here nor there. So that was Procol Harum, of course, Whiter Shade of Pale. R.E.M. was also in there because while we were all sleeping on Friday, they dropped a massive BBC box set, and it's got concerts in total from early stuff in Athens, Georgia, their final tour, Peel sessions, and that was from the 1999 Glastonbury Festival on the Pyramid Stage. And what else we have before that? Yes, we had David Bowie, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps album, the same name album, which also had Ashes to Ashes, produced by Tony Visconti. And you'll find out why I'm mentioning this in just a second. But before that, we also had The Specials' Ghost Town, and both that and Scary Monsters fit into the whole Halloween feel. But before I go any further, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. Let's see. The Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so I mentioned Tony Visconti because The Good, the Bad, and the Queen have a new album coming out in a few weeks. And I heard the single, which is also the title track, to the album. It's called Maryland, on Steve Lamack's show on BBC Six. And I very much enjoyed it. And as a reminder, this is only their second album. It's like taken 10 years to get to this point, much like the Raconteurs. So it's been a very splendid year for spin-off supergroups, which I rather enjoyed. So just to give you the rundown, the lead vocals, Damon Albarn, Blur, and etc. Tony Allen, who did the drums for Fela Kuti, on guitar is Simon Tang of Verve, that other Britpop band. No, not Pulp, the other one. That's the one you're thinking of. And Paul Simonon on bass, of course, of The Clash and Havana 3AM. And Tony Visconti produced not only Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, he was involved with Bowie on and off pretty much throughout his entire career, starting with Man Who Sold the World, did the Berlin Trilogy in his final album, Black Star. And I found out while perusing the internet that he got his start doing... That's Eric Clapton, a live version of Hello, Old Friend from the Hammersmith Odeon. That's off of the sprawling, expanded 35th anniversary edition of Slow Hand. Eric Clapton, a fine guitarist with an incredibly problematic worldview, to put it mildly. Let's see, before I go through what we just listened to, a bit of drama. Drama for all of you. We love drama here, don't we? That storm just came in, and I don't know if it was God or Yahweh or L. Ron Hubbard or whoever telling me I was going on too long with the introduction, talking about the good, bad, and the queen, but there was some lightning. Transmitter briefly went down, and the automation briefly, made a no-no in the bed, but we are here. We are back live and running. Thank you to Nick Andre, the ops man who fixed it from afar, and we are going to wrap the show all in one piece, possibly in defiance of the Almighty's will. So, before Hello Old Friend was Sexy City by the Beatles, the 9-minute song Monster Suicide America by Steppenwolf. It's a fine song, and although it really did kill the momentum of their career after the Easy Rider soundtrack. And before that, Maryland by The Good, the Bad, and the Queen, single from the forthcoming self-titled album. I'm excited, as well you should be too. And that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Anna and the gang should be in soon, but I'm going to leave you with a different closer instead of the Cheers theme. Last night, the Guided by Voices show, those of you who may know, Robert Pollard, lead singer, is a native of Dayton, Ohio, which gives him the unenviable task of being a Cincinnati Reds fan. And he proclaimed that he is backing Boston over Los Angeles in the forthcoming series. Whether or not it starts tonight remains to be seen, but the rain seems to have tapered off a little bit. But anyway, he dedicated this song off of Guided by Voices' latest release, Space Gun, to them, and he pointed out that in the course of the past few years, even the Reds have managed to knock out the Dodgers, so why can't we do it? And why can't we indeed? So from all of us to all of you, stay dry and stay kosher, unless of course it's not your thing, in which case, you do what you gotta do. But anyway, this is WMFO Medford, and please tune in next week for more of the same except slightly different. Bye now.